USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu has recommended moving forward with charges against Andrew McCabe as the Justice Department rejects a last-ditch appeal from the former top FBI official. McCabe appealed the decision of the U.S. Attorney for Washington all the way up to the Deputy Attorney General, but the department rejected that request. The potential charges relate to the DOJ Inspector General findings against McCabe regarding lying during the Hillary Clinton email investigation. The Arizona couple that's been on the run for 3 weeks was captured at a remote house in northern Arizona. U.S. Marshal for the District of Arizona, David Gonzalez, says an immense pressure has been lifted off their shoulders.
DPS officers, local police, work in conjunction with us, have been tracking down all kinds of leads. We were hoping one of them would come to fruition. And yesterday, one of those calls did.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee approved the parameters for its impeachment investigation into President Donald Trump, the most significant step Democrats have taken as they weighed the divisive move. The party-line vote comes as House Democrats have struggled to articulate a unified message on impeachment. Georgia Republican and House Judiciary Committee ranking member Doug Collins says this whole thing is a circus.
This committee can continue to do any investigation it wants to. That's the chairman's right. I support the chairman to be able to call any hearings. I may disagree with him, and we'll, you know, vehemently disagree on the parts of this. This has nothing to do with the investigation. Today was simply to get you all here to cover something that it is really, frankly, a snooze fest most of the time.
Unemployment claims are falling this week. Unemployment claims are falling. Numbers from the Labor Department this morning show 204,000 Americans filed first-time jobless benefits last week. That's 15,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Educating our children should not be a partisan issue, but it becomes a partisan issue when we start dealing with charter schools versus public schools. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Robert Pondicio. He's a senior fellow at the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. He's also the author of a book titled How the Other Half Learns, Equality, Excellence, and the Battle Over School Choice. And one of the questions I asked him was why this is such a divisive issue.
That's a big question. It is very contentious, and I fear it's going to become only more contentious as we get closer to the 2020 election, because we're seeing the traditional bipartisan agreement over things like charter school and choice having fallen almost completely apart. Charters and choice are still mostly popular on the right and on the left. There seems to be, the only differentiation seems to be those who, some of the candidates hate charter schools and some of the other ones really hate charter schools. So we got a long way to go before we can get back to some kind of agreement on that. Those of us who are charter and choice supporters have a very simple proposition, which is that, if you're an affluent American, I got to choose my kid's school either by, paying tuition or moving to a place with good schools, and shouldn't poor Americans have the same choice?
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up 45 points to close at 27,182. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.